Chapter 2. A Fan and a Pair of Gloves. Alice looked down and realized she was growing. Soon her head struck the roof of the hall. She picked up the little golden key and opened the garden door. But all she could do was look at the garden with one eye pressed up against the door. After a time, she heard a noise. It was the white rabbit carrying a pair of white gloves in one hand and a large fan in the other. He came in a great hurry, muttering to himself,
"Oh, she'll be so angry if I've kept her waiting!"
When the rabbit came near her, Alice tried to talk to him, but he dropped the white gloves and the fan and ran away as fast as he could. Alice picked up the fan and gloves and started to fan herself as she walked.
"How queer everything is today! This is such a strange place!"
As she said this, she looked down at her hands and saw that she was now able to put on the rabbit's little gloves.
"I must be growing small again," she thought.
She soon found out that the fan was causing her to shrink rapidly, so she dropped it just in time to save herself from shrinking away altogether.
"That was a narrow escape," said Alice. "And now for the garden!"
She ran back to the little door, but it was shut again, and the little golden key was on the glass table as before.
"Things are worse than ever," thought the poor child. "Will I never enter the garden?"
In a little while, however, she again heard footsteps and looked up eagerly.